podcasters, welcome back. This is Kristen, your host from More Than Rich, shining a light on your financial underwear drawer. Wow, June has been a month. I don't even know what to say. I'm a little bit at a loss of words. Half of 2020 is almost over. The year is going. Things keep happening. The level of uncertainty that we are in has my head spinning. And if you are anything like me, you are searching for that hope, that inspiration, seeking those people to be in your trust circle to give you support and guidance. And speaking of support and guidance is Roy Carlson, president of Carlson Financial Services, our fearless team leader that we all look towards because of his qualities to guide, to uplift, to steward the business in the right direction, as well as the team's own well-being as individuals. And because he is our mentor, we wanted to share a little bit of that with you today. We wanted to share him with you today to give our podcasters a message of hope, a message of inspiration. Roy, thanks again for being with us here today. The mic is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much, and that's incredibly humbling, and without Christ, I'm not very useful. And the truth is, the mentors in my life spiritually, starting with Christ and a number of others who know this, I would be less useful for sure. But as we've seen, the turmoil that's come from the virus and then also the racial unrest in this country, the one thing that I'm hearing from other believers and that is in my own heart is that our hope has not changed. Our hope is always in Christ. Our hope has been tested. I think our hope has been better defined. We know there's no atheists in foxholes, and I think it's healthy for all of us to decide, ponder, meditate on, and read scripture on who Christ is and who we are as an understanding and a relation to that. But Philippians 3:14 comforts me by saying, I press on toward the goal to win the prize. What we're headed for as believers, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Our hope hasn't changed. It's that prize of heavenward with Christ. And I guess I also feel favored in many ways in that the experience I had with isolation with my wife's cancer recently, or our time isolated in the Adirondacks, or the fact that we were already a homeschooling family, we've had some of these tests already. I praise God now for more time with Him, more time with my wife, more time with my children and my neighbors and close friends, for peace at home that came because there was no hiding, because at home we had to have a very clear understanding of how things operated in order for us to have that peace, which in many cases for us at least causes some spiritual growth that comes by way of pain. But lest we forget, this battle that we're seeing now is not of the flesh. Our first response to unrest can be and should be prayer and grace. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And our response and prayer, but just as importantly, our understanding of who's truly in control gives us a lot of peace. We're only responsible for our response to the world. And the cool part is what is good was good. And what is good is those things that are eternal. And evil will exist right up until Christ returns. And therefore, we say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Our prayers are with you of peace and grace in Christ's name.
Thanks so much, Roy. Thanks, podcasters, for joining us today. I hope this podcast brought a little insight and clarity for you. If you would like more information on protection planning, please feel free to reach out to Carlson Financial Services at 919-554-0080, or you can email them at carlsoninquiry@iwainc.com.
Investment advisory services offered by duly registered individuals on behalf of Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Creative One Wealth LLC and Carlson Financial Services LLC are unaffiliated entities. Insurance products and services are offered through Carlson Financial Services LLC. The presence of this podcast shall in no way be construed or interpreted as a solicitation to sell or offer to sell investment advisory services to any residents of any state other than the state of North Carolina or where otherwise legally permitted. Carlson Financial Services LLC and Roy Carlson is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. This material has been prepared for informational purposes only. It is not intended to provide, and should not be relied upon for, accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice.